This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
I'd like to call to order the executive board meeting at this time. Have the secretary call the roll.
Sorry. Brown.
Here.
Heineman. Amdahl.
Here.
Parsley.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
White.
Here.
Bolin.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Hagar.
Here.
Sahali.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Johns. Ramkema.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
We have a quorum. At this time, the only piece of business that we have on the agenda is the discussion of the Executive Board interim calendar. I believe everyone has copies of that calendar. I'd like, at this time, would the director have some comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few brief comments. What we've laid out here is basically a meeting on Monday, April 18th, so that would be 3 weeks from now, essentially, and then meetings in May and June, each following 4 weeks after that. So typically, the executive board at the April meeting, you would select your different interim committee topics, and then at the May meeting, you would assign members to those committees. And then in June, you have some salary issues to deal with, and you would also make the appointment, the annual appointment for the opening on the Investment Council. I have left July off of this calendar because the e-board has essentially never met in July or almost never meets in July. So then it jumps to August, and we have proposed here a meeting on Monday, August 29th, so that we can get the budget requests approved in time for the September 1st submission there. And then I have for a final meeting, and this would be the one where you would review and accept the reports of your interim committees. I have two possible dates here, one November date and one December date. The November date would be a Friday meeting the week after the general election and the week prior to Thanksgiving week, which a lot of people are gone that week. Or as an alternate, I have down Monday, December 4th, so you wouldn't meet in November. You would wait until December and simply meet the day before the governor's budget address when most of you end up coming to town anyway. So that's kind of an either-or choice to make there. I've also put down some of the meetings that are already scheduled that we know about. Some of the Rules Committee meetings are already scheduled. There's a River Basin meeting scheduled, and then a few of the major meetings that legislators often will go to, like NCSL in August and the CSG National meeting in December. There's a couple of additional meetings in July, but as I said, July is not on this calendar, so that's when you have things like ALEC and CSG Midwest.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Representative Bolin.
Thank you. Just one little error here was made that we've got 31 days in November, and therefore that has distorted the calendar for December here. So it should be the...
You're correct. I copied the wrong month down on that one.
So all those date and all the dates in December should be pushed back one as well. So that would be... That's correct.
So when is...
That's correct. It would every day that you see in December, the number would be one higher. So, you know, Monday would be the 5th.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we're doing an either-or for November, December, I like November 18th. It ties in well with the recent elections, and it's the day before East River deer season opens. That day would work pretty well for travel.
Is there any further discussion? Representative Bolin.
Just the Just one comment. I mean, traditionally, the leadership elections for both parts of the legislature are held on the Saturday after that. I don't know if that has any bearing at all, but that's when that would take place.
I just, if I could, Mr. Chair, I think that ties in well, too, for people already being here then and not taking two separate days to travel. And if we're already this far, a guy could still get a morning hunt in on Saturday and still make it back to appear on time.
Is there any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, would someone like to bring a motion forward for the proposed calendar?
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the calendar.
It's been moved and seconded, and the proposal is as it's stated on the proposed calendar, and the date selected for the optional or for the meeting would be November 18th. Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, I would have the secretary call the roll. All those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Brown. Aye. Heineman.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Bromkema.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Kmack.
Aye.
Unanimous.
It's a unanimous vote. The proposed 2016 Executive Board calendar is adopted. Is there any further business to come before the board? If there's no further business, I would move to... it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn, moved by Representative Gosch, seconded by Representative Wink. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.